Welcome back. The sin unto death. Wow, this is very interesting. You can't find this in a Bible school.
you can't even find it in any bookshop. Because most of the people are guilty of it. The writers are guilty of it. Because this is the kind of message that when you preach, you also see yourself guilty of it. You know, and why this is so important, remember this program is a rapture watch.
Amen.
So that you make it to the end.
Amen.
Don't stop halfway.
Amen.
That's the whole motive. Nothing more. This is not a lecture. It's not an academic exercise. This is not even an explanation of a mystery. This is a simple explanation that you are told to leave, make sure you arrive at your destination. That's all. And that before you arrive at your destination, anything can happen. That's why that song writer says, there is a race I must run.
Amen.
There is a victory to be won. Give me power.
Every
hour, see me through. You have to see you through. We need God so that you know how to package your prayer point. Apostle Paul said, they that run all, but there is one that receiveth
the prize.
And those that strive for
mastery,
said they are
temperate in all things.
And he said, they receive a crown. You don't receive a crown unless you strive lawfully.
That's true, sir.
You know, lawfully. So, you know, you can be running, and it's not how long you run, but how well you run.
Amen.
You know, it's not just running a race, and then at the end, you are not given the crown.
Mm-hmm.
So that we want to go to collect our crown. That is why we follow this thing step by step. And I thank God for this opportunity God has given us to let the bride of Christ worldwide to know this. The end has come. The rapture will soon take place. We will soon be going home. But how do you know you will go home? So that you understand why Apostle Peter said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure.
Wow.
For he who thinks stand. So take it, lest he fall. Therefore, walk out your salvation
with fear
and trembling.
Sir, before we definitely we won't finish this on this episode, we'll have a second part. But before we let you out now, sir, I still want to understand something. You will never make heaven, you never make glory, that's the sin unto death in your explanation. It is clear that there's no one that has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost that can commit a sin unto death. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, so, because that's your glorification.
That's your glorification.
That is where you are chastened by God. Don't worry. You won't need prayer. God will chasten you by himself after you have received the Holy Ghost.
Okay. So as not to commit a sin unto death, yes. God will chasten you.
Exactly. No. Well, you can't even commit a sin unto death. You know, you can't even commit a sin unto death. Because when we talk of death here, death is defined both as physical death and eternal death, annihilation. Now we are talking about the second death. There is the first death and the second death. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20.
That's right.
Now the first resurrection and the second resurrection. Now, the first resurrection is for the saints. Now, God, so that you don't go off and reach a stage where you will commit a sin unto death, which is actually, you know, the next category of sin unto death that we'll be going into.
Okay.
It is God himself chastening you, and he can kill you physically and take you home.
Okay, all right. Let's wait till we come back again on the next episode of Rapture Watch. So you permit us to pause the pastor on this. We are not shutting the tap. We are only closing the tap of Revelation for now. When next we come, next week on Rapture Watch, we are going to run off this topic. Thank you so much for joining us today. A big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV. From all the Bright TV crew, we say thank you. And if you are just coming across for the first time, we say keep watching Bright TV. Thank you. Until we meet again, remain rapturable.